We do see a trend, particularly early in the year, where notices were being addressed by those receiving them, a little more in a little higher percentage than we had seen in prior years. More of them were making payments on those invoices. The capital program is about $57 million below the budget projection of $136 million. We do believe most of this is schedule related, and we'll speak more about that in detail later. As a reminder, total revenue for the fiscal year, $986 million. Again, almost exclusively or primarily toll revenue and evasion recovery. Allocations of that revenue, $283 million for operating expenses, $317 million for debt service, and $386 million for deposit to our capital accounts, which we use to help fund the congestion relief program and the Move Illinois program. On the revenue side, in the detail of that, I think we covered much of this actually. Total revenue and evasion recovery, $3.8 million higher. As we had seen from the first slide, that was evasion recovery, essentially, that provided that positive variance in the first quarter. Concessions and investment income, very close to projection. Miscellaneous revenue was down, primarily due to fiber optic revenue and transponder replacement revenue in the first quarter wasn't as much as it was last year. So in total, about a $3.3 million favorable variance for revenue. With respect to operating expenses were $3.7 million less than projected or estimated for the first quarter. Much of this we believe also to be timing issues. The $300,000 favorable variance for payroll and related costs, we do have more vacancies in the first quarter than what we had projected in the estimate that we did for the first quarter. Group insurance, I really believe this is more of a timing issue. March is the first month of the plan year, so generally March, April bills are less than other months because people are paying their annual deductible amounts in those first couple of months, their annual out-of-pocket. Materials, operating supplies, other expenses were down due to a little less cost of winter materials, salt and abrasives. We did start the fiscal year 13 with a good inventory and supply of winter materials, which helped in terms of the costs for those materials in the first quarter. Finally, contractual services, we believe this to be almost entirely a timing issue. There were a number of contracts that we had previously funded in the capital budget for things like pavement inspection, other quality assurance efforts, some IT and business services, consulting contracts were less than what we budgeted in the first quarter, but we really believe it's a timing issue that those expenditures will occur during the remainder of the year. On the capital program in total, $56.6 million after IGA reimbursements, less than what we had estimated for the first quarter. If we have a track record of anything, it's of overestimating what we're going to spend in the first quarter. We did it last year, we did it the previous year. Unfortunately, it happened again this year. $47 million approximately of that amount, we believe, is related to scheduling changes. Not scheduling changes in the context of the projects won't be completed, but scheduling changes in terms of how rapidly we were able to start them up for this construction season. And about $8 million of that, we believe, is is real project cost savings that we've identified as we start to close projects out. And you can see that here on the table. Projection was 135, expenses 79, the variance about 56, 57, and as I mentioned, the breakout by those various reasons. By corridor, system-wide, this variance was about $22 million under budget. As you can see the breakout, two of the primary reasons for that, right-of-way purchase delays at the I-90 Illinois Route 47 interchange, and probably just business systems IT, ITS spending we mentioned earlier on the contractual services side, that we had projected it earlier than it occurred. We think that's probably the same here. We haven't got those capital items procured and underway in the first quarter. The Jane Addams Memorial utilities, and interestingly enough, lower than expected spending in 2012 of $9 million due to the fact that there was some work that was actually done in 2012 that we had projected back in October of last year when the budget was prepared would occur in 2013. So while it's lower in 2013, it's actually a result of having done the work earlier in 2012. The Elgin O'Hare Western Access, again, right-of-way issues, right-of-way delay in terms of what we had scheduled. And finally, on the tri-state, we've closed out some of the contracts on the Balmoral Avenue project, $4.5 million savings for that project. That really wraps it up for the report. One other item, debt service, which we didn't really go through here. Debt service expenses were also lower in the first quarter because, as you may recall, we had planned to issue bonds in the first quarter, but we actually issued them in May. So we had no debt service interest costs associated with those issues in the first quarter.
All right. Questions? On sure. The revenue side, on the passenger vehicles, you had mentioned basically that we had one last day of February this year, but also we had another related couple of storms in February that probably had a major impact too on the passenger vehicle traffic. I think you projected 2.5% increase, but it declined by 1.2%. Is that correct?
We had projected, I think, a 1.3% increase, and it was like a 1.2% decrease.
Something. Decrease on that.
So the difference was 2.5.
2.5. Okay. On the dollar-wise, how about is that $2.5 million? Is that roughly revenue, less revenue?
It should have been about $2.5 million. Yeah, I don't have the precise number.
What do you attribute the commercial traffic increase to, and do you expect that to continue through the third quarter?
In terms of the type of traffic that it was, was the large trucks, not kind of the smaller straight trucks, or it was the large semi tractor trailer vehicles that accounted for the difference. So hopefully that's an indication that there are more orders, more goods being moved, an indication of the economy starting to improve with respect to production. Can't really forecast whether or not that's going to continue, or at least continue to exceed the estimates that CDM Smith made.
And the passenger car usually increase now through the summer months, so they usually increase now as we go forward?
They do. I mean, one of the things that we see is a discernible change in passenger vehicle traffic when the weather starts to improve and people start to go out and undertake more recreational activities.
Good.
And we did have a fairly wet spring that didn't really encourage people to get out for recreational type activities either, so that may have some impact.
Any further questions?
Yeah, just on cost, utilities went up 10 or 11%, I think I saw.
Yeah, that was a telecommunications billing issue. We've actually worked with CMS, and we believe that the company that was billing through CMS, or billing CMS and then CMS billing us, had billed us under the wrong rate schedule for a couple of months. We identified that, and they've agreed to provide a credit on the next billing. So again, I think that's just an issue of someone billed up the wrong rate schedule as opposed to a real cost.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mike. I think we need to go back and, under Executive Director, the amendment to the resolution to continue the delegation of approval authority of the routine CMS-led procurement less than $250,000. Was there anything, John, do you want to add anything to that at all about that?
It's worked out great, and you know, I think of all of our CMS-led procurements, as far as the dollars go, you know, we anticipated last year that that would account for 86% of the value of the CMS-led procurements. Well, after the 1 year, it turned out to be 82%. So we're definitely in the ballpark, and yeah, this has built in some efficiencies for our department. So we definitely like to continue with this moving forward.
So at least 82% of those procurements over that 250 are still coming to the board?
That's correct. And so 82% of the dollars.
Are still 82% of the dollars are still coming for the board approval.
That's correct.
So the other 18% is going that you're approving.
You see those, you know, on the board days in your informational item list. So
packages we have today.
And all those transactions are posted monthly to our total website.
Are there any thoughts or comments about how that process has worked this last year? Any? In the sense that there's an agreement to move forward again. Is this resolution renewed for another year?
I think it just continues indefinitely.
It'll continue indefinitely. Okay. I'd like to put it back on, you know, for a year from now to review again.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do that. Okay. No further comment, then basically we need a motion to approve this amendment.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes. Thank you. Thank you, John. Okay. Procurement. Items 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Any objections to taking those all together? Or any further debate or questions? Okay. Hearing none, under procurement, items 1 through 5, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. So approved. Thank you. 6.3, business systems. We have two items here, and actually I'd like a little more, the award of business systems coming from, we could basically address a couple of these items here. Is that Mike?
Sean.
Would you speak to items 1 and 2 here, please?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
The first item is a sole source to Law Enforcement Services, Inc., which we refer to as LES. This is an organization that provides us data on the registered owner of vehicles for out-of-state drivers. So this data we get represents probably about $900,000 a month in revenue recovery. And we want to stay with the same provider of these data services that we've been with for a number of years, because we have custom developed the link between their data and our back office custom system. And we want to make sure that there's absolutely no interruption until we get our new back office system up and running and have more flexibility to create links with other vendors. So we went through the sole source hearing yesterday, and the hearing officer recommended the 3-year sole source that we received.
And this item was discussed with Director Reddick at Customer Service Committee.
It was taken up at committee. The other thing that we went through the whole sole source evaluation and the criteria for that. But one of the things that I want to point out that Shauna, you know, discussed with the committee as well, is that based on the implementation of the system originally, for any change in provider on this contract, we would incur an estimated $300,000 cost to us. So as you take a look at the evaluation of the $400,000 a year contract, the three-year period, that cost up start was significant as well as the potential interruption in our services. So that was all part of the evaluation, and it was approved out of committee coming to the board. I got so fired up about the Indiana thing, I forgot to talk.
Okay. Understood.
Item two.
The second item is an item that we had wanted to bring to committee, but it wasn't ready yet. But we're happy to say that it was at least ready in time for board. And that is the TRUMP contract. That stands for Toll Revenue Management and Maintenance Program. That is a contract with Electronic Transaction Consultants Corporation, ETCC, which is the organization that has provided us the technology and the services involved with all of our electronic tolling operations, all the way from the lane to the back office. We had five renewal options with them. This would be the fourth of five renewals that we would be seeking approval on, and the amount is in the amount of $19 million. That would be the dollar limit increase to the contract. Just to give a little bit of perspective, last year we brought the same renewal to the board, and at that point it was $12 million. Last year was a $12 million increase. The difference that you are observing in the big jump in dollars represents the Move Illinois program. There are a number of projects that are already allocated under the Move Illinois program to make sure that we are keeping construction moving forward and then tolling the minute that we can as the construction gets completed, that is in that $8 million. So the normal maintenance part, the normal just let's keep the systems up and running, let's put spare parts in when things break, is still the $11 million that it was the year before. It's just that you see a jump in these capital costs.
And that $8 million will be going towards lane equipment, for example.
A lot of it will be going towards equipment, correct. So we do request approval to exercise this fourth renewal option with ETCC so that we can keep things moving as we get the Move Illinois program up and running, and then also as we get the new back office in place. This will overlap a little bit, but we need it to so that we can keep the data.
Diversity goals being met or exceeded?
Diversity goals are being met, mostly through lane maintenance activities through a local vendor that provides all the lane maintenance.
And the 1 year is a 1 year cost?
This is a 1 year cost.
$19 million. So I guess my question would be, given that I think capital expenditures were less than anticipated by budget, and there's an increase in this, a significant increase here, is that based on budgeted items or the reality of what we see getting finished and needing equipment over the next 12 months?
It's based on what we believe really will happen. If things do not happen, the dollar limit will roll forward into the next year, and we would, if we go for another renewal next year, it would be a decreased amount.
So there's kind of an internal adjustment based on what
yes.
you could see currently
yes.
happening.
So it's not as if we would lose the money or lose the dollar limit in the contract. It will all just roll forward.
Okay.
And for the capital items, we did have amounts budgeted for these items in 2013 as well. And then there will be a portion that will be budgeted in 2014.
Right.
As it runs over on July 1 to June 30.
Very good.
Very true. Yeah.
Any further questions on those two items? Any objections to taking those two items together? Okay. There being none, do I hear a motion to approve under business systems item one, award of contract to law enforcement services for the purchase of out-of-state license plate retrieval services
in
the amount not to exceed $1.2 million, and number two, a contract for award of 1 year for the toll revenue management and maintenance program.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Engineering. item one. Two, three, and four. Any additional comments or questions? Okay. Any objections to taking those up?
I just want to make one clarification. I think when you were providing a briefing of the FAO meeting and you referenced the tower,
Yes.
We get $1 million system-wide for the tower rental that we do. Not if the $1 million wasn't associated singly just with that M1 tower.
Okay.
We have 62 towers we rent out in tennis space on most of them.
Yeah.
It does generate about $1 million for the full way annually.
It's actually 1.4.
Thank you for the clarification. Okay. Any objections to taking those items 1 through 4 together? Okay, there being none, we have a motion to approve engineering items 1 through 4.
Motion to approve.
Second. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 5, identification of parcels associated with Ellensburg Road interchange on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access in compliance with Solway and Steve Benedetto. Is that going into executive session today, or is that something we can act on that now?
Typically, we go into executive session. You have the right to see this information first, and then you come back and vote on it.
Okay. We'll take that up in executive. Legal has intergovernmental agreement with the FAA, a second intergovernmental agreement with the Village of New Lenox and IDOT. Any comments or questions about those two IGAs? Okay, there being none, do I hear a motion to approve items 1 and 2 under legal?
So moved.
Second. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion pass. Item number 3, approval of bond council assignment. Director Darcy will be recusing on this one. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item?
Move approval as recommended.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 4, legal authorization to amend settlement authority for certain workers' comp claims. We're taking this up in executive also. Director?
If needed, it was presented for the first time this morning, so we wouldn't be doing it as a consent vote, but we're free to take it up now unless anybody has questions. Not necessary to deal with an executive list.
Okay. Any questions regarding that authorization for workers' comp claims? And Mike, maybe you want to comment again on that?
Sure. The current authorization provides that to receive workers' compensation claims, the executive director must sign off on for both those claims that come to the board and those that are smaller and do not come to the board. This authorization would add the chief of staff so that I could approve in Christie's absence.
You see the schedule for that in the resolution accompanying item 6.5/4, which lays out the different levels of internal approvals. And anytime we're dealing with a workers' comp above $50,000, it will be coming to the board for approval. So this would be adding the chief of staff to serve similarly to the executive director for those settlements between $25,000 and $50,000 to allow internal approval. And you see that in the resolution.
I do have one question about that. Is that, are those figures the cumulative value of the claim, or is that based on the settlement value?
As the resolution will make clear, Director, they are not based on the total value. We will exclude the TTD, temporary total disability, as well as the medical expenses that we'd be required to pay under law. This would be the additional settlement amounts for the workers' comp employee.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. There being none, do I hear a motion to approve item 4 under legal?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Any unfinished business that we need to discuss? No. Any new business? No. Okay. Council, do you want to give us a motion to go into executive session?
Would recommend that the board entertain a motion to move to executive session pursuant to certain exceptions in the Illinois Open Meetings Act, except for this month, pursuant to Section 2C11 to discuss litigation involving the tollway, and Section 2C5 to discuss the acquisition of real property.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we are now in executive session. Let's take a, should we take a 5-minute break? Okay. We'll take a 5-minute break and then we'll regroup here. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. We are now back in regular session to take up item number 5 under engineering. identification of parcels associated with the Elmhurst Road interchange on the Elgin O'Hare Western access in compliance with tollway versus De Benedetto. Are there any comments? Paul, did you want to add anything to this? Or anybody have any comments about this? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Okay, any further business? There being none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.